we're going to show you how to have more closings so that you can, you know how to talk to your clients, you know how to fight with objections, you know how to deal with all that stuff. So that's what, that's our value proposition, is we actually sell a lot of real estate.
Welcome to Real Estate Success Partner. We're your hosts, Devin Dubuque,
David Wynn,
and we're here to talk about how to have great success in any market. Today, guys and gals, we got another one of David's guests. And David, brother, you've brought somebody pretty amazing today. Who do you have for us?
Man, I got Chris Barajan from the great state of Louisiana. His office is down there in the North Shores, New Orleans area, more specific, I think Slidell, right, Chris?
Well, yep, that's right. Yeah, thanks for having me on, guys. I appreciate it.
Awesome, dude.
Yeah, glad to have you here. Glad to have you here. And man, you know, brother, we always like to feature people that are doing really cool things in the industry. And man, are you doing some really cool things. So guys and gals, if you're here for us, you know, on the show listening in, you know, listen up close, because, you know, Chris is looking to do some expansion. He's going to be offering his services in a lot of markets, and he's got a great business plan. So we're excited to have you here. But before we dig into all that, let's learn a little bit about you, Chris. So we know you're in Louisiana, outside of New Orleans in the North Shore.
Yep.
Is that where you're from originally?
Yep, born and raised in New Orleans on the West Bank. Went to school here. Went to Loyola University, uptown New Orleans, and now I live in Slidell, Louisiana, which is about a 45-minute drive from the city. New Orleans is kind of divided into the South Shore, where you have the main city, and then the North Shore, which is where I'm at. So yeah, we service the entire metro New Orleans area.
That's awesome, man. Yeah, so you're local, and you know that market well because you were born and raised. And, you know, we always love that when we're talking about our agents, because, you know, the more you know about the city, you know, typically, you know, the better service you can provide, you know, your consumers, because you're plugged right in. You know what's cool, what's not cool, you know, where the hot spots are. You know, you can really help people find, you know, the perfect home or perfect investment property, right, so to speak, for themselves. So.
Yeah, and it's funny. I deal with a lot of out-of-state people that come in from Massachusetts or New York or even California, and they'll ask me all kinds of questions about New Orleans and how great the city is, and maybe they're here for Mardi Gras, which actually just passed. It was last week, Mardi Gras. So you know, we're all recovering right now in New Orleans. It's a pretty crazy time. I don't know if you guys have ever been down here for Mardi Gras, but it is a lot of fun. But yeah, I deal with a lot of investor clients. Me and my team, me and my agents, we'll deal with people out of town looking to invest or maybe buy an Airbnb or something like that. But yeah, it's an awesome city. I mean, I'm born and raised here. My roots are so deep here. I could never leave. So
love that, man. Love that. So let's back this up a little bit. So born and raised, what'd you do before you got into the industry, right? Did you just graduate from high school and go to some education and said, hey, I'm going to be a realtor? What'd that look like for you?
No, actually it's completely different. So I went to school here. I went to Loyola University for music education, actually. And so when I was there, I really wanted to be an orchestra conductor, right? So I went for music. I studied music and actually started my own orchestra there at Loyola when I was, I think, a sophomore at the college. And it grew and grew and grew, and it became what's known as the New Orleans Volunteer Orchestra, which is
amazing.
Now a 100-piece orchestra that, you know, we do concerts and things like that. So no, it didn't start off with real estate. I was heavily into music, doing musicals and opera at the Sanger Theater and things like that.
That's awesome.
But you know, music is a really wonderful hobby, and I love it. But it you know, as far as paying the bills and having that financial freedom, I had to find something else. And I just felt like I've always been a natural born leader, and I just wanted something. I wanted to start growing something bigger. You know, I through the orchestra. And that was great. It was amazing, but it was in New Orleans only. And I just wanted something bigger. So I decided, hey, you know what? What industry can I get into that would kind of help me with my leadership skills and my salesman skills? And it was real estate. And it's been an amazing journey. I've been a working real estate agent now for 7 years. And I started my brokerage 3 years ago.
That's awesome, man. That's awesome. You know, well-cultured. And, you know, I love what you did there with the orchestra, you know, to see somebody produce something like that. And I'm sure I'd love to attend sometime and hear one of those, you know, one of those sets, because I can only imagine how amazing it is. But it's funny that you mentioned that you're a conductor, because one of the things that we talk about often in our podcast is a lot of the times when people get into this particular industry, either on the sales side, meaning the mortgage side, or on the real estate side, a lot of the times they come out looking like a one-man band, right? A lot of people come into this thing and they try to do everything all at once. And what you know and what we know is the one-man band is a novelty, right? And you've got them there in New Orleans, so you know you see those things often. But you know what we always talk about is who has the more successful career, the one-man band or the conductor of the orchestra who's at the top leading everybody to find great success. And that's who you are, brother. You know, you truly are the conductor, started in the music industry, and now you're out here doing it in real life. And when I said big things, that's what I meant by that. You know, you're doing some really big things out here. So you segued over to real estate. You started your own team. And what's that team look like today?
Yeah, so right now we are a brokerage in Slidell. We have about 24 real estate agents that work here. We're Atlas Real Estate Company. And yeah, we focus heavily on technology. I mean, obviously I'm a big nerd. Like, look at my glasses, right? So like everything we do is technology based. We have a lot of online business coming in, a lot of online leads coming in through websites we build and technology that we use that I just don't see any other brokerages doing. And I'm not too sure why, you know, because it's all out there, but a lot of brokers don't know how to use it, or maybe they're intimidated by it. But I just take it all in and I pick the best for my agents and we just go with that. And we've had tremendous success with leads coming in. And that's kind of what held us through over last year, because as you guys know, it was a tough market last year, 2023.
Absolutely.
Interest rates were absolutely nuts and out of the stratosphere. And a lot of agents, unfortunately, didn't make it. But agents that stuck and persevered and stuck through it and that were willing to pivot their business, right, maybe to more online business and online leads, those are the ones that made it through, and we just, you know, we just kept fighting throughout that. And so instead of cutting back on our business, we doubled down. We doubled our ad spend. We doubled our marketing. Doubled our recruiting. And I mean, that investment paid off. So here we are, standing strong in 2024.
Yeah, well, boy, did it, right? And that's why we brought you on the show, because you nailed it with, you know, a lot of people struggled over the last couple of years in this marketplace, because it has been a different animal. But the ones that actually, you know, that are innovators, you know, the ones that are willing to put in the hard work to do that transitional stage, those are the successful ones. And brother, your report card, we've seen it. You're that guy, you know, you're that guy. You've built that team. You guys are having amazing success. And you're the reason, you know, that the reason we pick guests like you is because there's people out there sometimes that are looking for hope. They're looking for answers. They're looking for ideas. Sometimes they're looking to align with the right real estate partner, right?
Right.
And man, you know, that's exactly who you are. And, you know, we want to showcase that today, because kudos to you, brother, for building what you've built. And I know you're just getting started, but man, what you're doing is awesome.
Well, you know, a lot of people don't know this, Chris, but, you know, 7 years in the business, you know, you've been a realtor a long time now, the broker, but you're kind of the wizard now. You know, a lot of people don't know that. You give all your leads to your agents and stuff like that, you know. Let's talk about that, because I know, you know, you got some aspirations to expand, not just, you know, next door, but across the United States.
That's right.
You know? There's a lot of agents out there, you know, after this past year, as you know, despair, gloom and doom. Hey, you know, right, my brokerage didn't do anything for me in 2023. What am I doing to get leads? Your agents aren't saying that. Your agents know exactly what you're doing for them. Your agents know exactly how Chris and the brokerage is supporting them and how you're helping them grow. I mean, and think about it. What you said, 2023, when everybody else pulled back, you double down,
baby.
So you have the money and the resources to back them up. And we're going into 2024 and 2025 when it's supposed to be a boom. So I can only imagine what's going to happen. Let's talk about that.
And talk about aligning yourself with the right agency, because when you're working with the right partner, when things do get big, they get way bigger for the people that are doing the right activity. And you're definitely doing that.
Yeah, let's talk about that. Why your brokerage, Chris? What do you provide over everybody else?
Yeah, so last year, unfortunately, a lot of brokerages closed down, or maybe they sold out to a bigger company. The big corporations came and like swooped all the small boutique brokerages that just weren't making it. And we were faced with that with that option too. But instead, we said, no, we're gonna double down. We're gonna market the hell out of this thing. We're gonna stay in business, and we're gonna grow. And right now, I am actively interviewing brokers in other cities and other states that want to buy into the Atlas model, because obviously they can see that what we do is working. The way we get our leads, the way we work our technology, and the way we train. We train our agents on how to sell real estate. Now, there's a lot of big corporations out there that they train their agents on how to recruit other agents. So without naming any names, it's almost like a pyramid. It's like, oh, the more you recruit, you're gonna get more money and you're gonna get more money. But we throw all that out and say, we're gonna show you how to have more closings so that you know how to talk to your clients, you know how to fight with objections, you know how to deal with all that stuff. So that's our value proposition, is we actually sell a lot of real estate. We're not a recruiting brokerage. So that's what we focus on, and our agents have a lot of success because of that. So any agent that's out there that's, you know, looking for something bigger, you're looking to become a leader, or maybe you are a team leader, but you wanna take that next step, I want to talk to you, because we are opening up in every state where we're going to be opening up, and we're going to be a nationally recognized franchise. So give me a call. I want to talk to you, and let's see if we can partner up somehow so we can make it work for everybody.
That's awesome, man.
Well, and talk a little bit, without giving the secret to the sauce, you know, but you mentioned, you know, that you've got some really great technology that you're using to support your teams to help them get, you know, access to more qualified leads. Without telling the whole secret, tell us a little bit about what you're doing there and what opportunities you're providing for your people.
So first of all, lots of technology we offer. We offer lots of ways to get leads online and things like that. But all that's fine. What we really do and what we really train is how to communicate with your clients, because a lot of agents can be. And it's, there's a term called vocal image, right? They can be a 10 in their craft. You can be the best realtor. You can know everything about school zones and flood zones and the contract. But if you're a 3 out of 10 on how to speak to people and how to communicate and how to get people to trust you and listen to you, then are you being perceived as a 10 or as a 3? The answer is you're being perceived as a 3. So we talk a lot in our trainings about how to communicate, how to get people to trust you and to listen to you and how to get your point across in the way that makes sense. You know, a lot of people, when they talk, there's a lot of ums and ahs, and there's a lot of like, oh, I don't know, and there's a lot of shyness. But we try to break through that and make our agents fantastic communicators from day one. So that's really, I think, our secret sauce.
You know what we call those? We call those designed conversations. Right? Mm-hmm. Design, yeah. Or conversations by design. Because at the end of the day, the questions that come up are the same questions, right? The rebuttals that that the consumers are going to have, it's the same thing. We're hearing the same thing every time. In fact, we've got a little acronym here we call SWEAT. Same way every time, right? We sweat the process. We sweat the conversations. Now, that doesn't mean we sound like a robot, but what it does mean is that when those conversations come up with the objections, we already know how we're going to respond to that conversation with a design conversation. I think that's what you're talking about. Am I correct there, Chris?
Yeah, and we go take it a step further than that, because the agents can know what to say, but actually doing it is the thing. So we'll take our agents on like mock showings. Like we'll take a whole group of agents and go see a whole bunch of houses and spend a whole day doing mock showings. And we'll put them in different scenarios, like, oh, you're the agent and I'm an investor client from out of town, and I'm going to ask you, you know, questions about, you know, the local school zones and the local flood zones and things like that. And we kind of almost like break them down and ask them a lot of tough questions in the moment, so that they kind of get over that shyness and that fear with their colleagues and their coworkers. So when they are with the real client, they're not going to have the same issues. They're going to know what to say and how to say it, and how to say it in a way that makes sense, that makes them seem very, very confident. So, you know, we do a lot of hands-on role play type of stuff like that.
I would say you're role playing, and you know what we know is that repetition is what makes, you know, what creates excellence, right? You know, at the end of the day, you know, if we're practicing these things, we're going to get better every single time. And you know, I love that you guys are doing that, because that's all you're doing is we talk about it like this. It's no different than coaching a team, right? You know, if you're a football coach or a basketball coach or a soccer coach, right, or call it football, whatever people want to call it, right? At the end of the day, you're practicing the same plays over and over and over and over and over and over again so that you're ready for game day. And that's exactly what you're talking about here, right? Is that you're getting your team ready for game day. And what is game day? That's the day that they step in front of their client. And they're very prepared because you're giving them the tools, you're executing, you know, the repetition of helping them understand it. You're throwing out the rebuttals that they're going to hear so that they're prepared for those rebuttals. And that way, when game day shows up, man, they're winning the game every single time.
Yeah, and that's the thing, too. A lot of brokerages will, you know, put their agents in front of a lot of videos and say, watch these videos. This is your video training. But we don't do that. I take the agent and I say, I'm going to take you to this house. You're going to show me this house, and I'm going to be the buyer, and I'm going to ask you a whole bunch of questions, and I'm going to put them in the real-life situation. Because, as you said, football players don't watch videos on football plays. They do it. They go out and they play. They play each other. They feel the nuances of the game, and then they're ready for game day. So instead sitting behind a computer screen watching videos and just, you know, reading about how to sell real estate, I actually take the agents out and show them how to sell real estate.
Well, last time I looked, the video isn't going to throw out a real-time rebuttal, right?
Right.
Now, maybe it may prepare you for a couple of rebuttals, but at the end of the day, it's not going to be able to react to your response to those rebuttals. And that's what you're talking about, is when you're putting it to action and you're going out there and you're hitting them live and going, okay, I'm customer, this is what I just said to you, and they're not hitting the rebuttal properly, you're taking them and you're training them how to transition that better so that the results equal, you know, the win, right? That's what it boils down to, is we're finding ways to help people win. I love that. I love that, man.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. And we may have 10 agents out there, and they're all watching the agent to see what they say. And it is very nerve-wracking. You know, the agent that's on the spot is like, you know, in the beginning, they're like, oh, God, you know. But at the end, and that's the point. I want them to feel that way. I want them to feel nervous and to feel scared so that when they're with the client, they've already passed all that. Like, you know, make your mistakes with your colleagues so that you don't make the mistakes with the clients.
Well, one question we always like to ask on here is, what is your real estate superpower? And you've got the Clark Kent glasses there. So we know you're Superman, brother, hiding behind those glasses. But what would you say, you know, your real estate superpower is?
So I'll say two things. You know, we do a lot of online digital marketing. We do lots of Facebook ads. We do lots of things on websites like Zillow and even Real Geeks and things like that. So getting a lot of online leads, because that's where the leads are. They're online. They're looking at homes in real time. And when they click, call an agent to schedule a tour, I want that person to be someone at Atlas. So we build those systems out to get those online leads. Google SEO, if y'all have, you know, I'm sure y'all familiar search engine optimization for Google SEO, so that our websites show on the top. And then, so all that is, you know, the technology stuff that the brokerage handles, that we handle for our agents. And then also, like I said, the training, how to be a communicator. Because when the leads come in, if the agent doesn't know how to work the lead, then it's a waste. It's not going to really matter much. So we make sure that when the leads do come in, they are ready. They know what to say. They know how to say it, which is more important.
Yeah.
And they can work those leads effectively. So how to communicate, there's a guy online that I swear by. And it's for me, it's a no-brainer. Everybody in any business has to either read his books or take his course. His name is Vin Zhang. He's an Australian guy. He's originally from Vietnam, but he's a communication coach. How to speak effectively, how to not say any ums or ahs, and how to change your vocal archetypes. I mean, the stuff he talks about is amazing, and that has really helped me significantly. So I bring that to my agents. So not only are we talking about technology and lead generation, we're talking about how to talk to people, like how to communicate effectively with people. So that's what I would say. I mean, and it's so important to not skip that step. You know what I mean?
Well, what I'm hearing, Dave, is I'm hearing leadership.
Oh, yeah.
I'm hearing leadership. You know, I think that's the superpower, is, you know, your ability to lead people and lead them well. And, you know, that's something that I'm a very specific about within my company, is leading people well, right? Providing them with the right tools, with the right support, with the right education to take them to ultimate success, right? To lead that business to ultimate success. That seems to me like your leadership capabilities, coming back from the college days, transitioning into a conductor, and now conducting your own symphony inside of your real estate agency. that seems to be the superpower that I'm hearing. What do you think, Dave?
I definitely think so. I definitely think that's, you know, people are looking for leadership, especially in time of despair. People don't know what to do. So, you know, when you don't know, you're looking for guidance and leadership. And that's, I think that's what you provide. Now, you just mentioned that, you know, your team out there, are they full-time? Are they part-time? How does that work? If I'm an agent out there and I want to get started.
We have a mix of both full-time agents and part-time agents. We don't discriminate against that because I started as a part-time agent. I was a public school teacher when I started. You know, I was a music teacher. I was a band director. And I, after school and on weekends, I would go and show houses. So I would work all day teaching the kids, doing the music, doing the band, and then show houses, you know, all night and on weekends. And it was a grind. And any of you out there listening that are doing what I'm talking about, it's a grind, but I promise you it will pay off. You just have to keep going. The only difference between the people that are successful and that were not successful is like they just kept going. They just kept doing it. And not even in real estate, in any business. It doesn't matter. Whether you sell houses or sweet potato pies, it doesn't matter. The fact is they kept going. They, when times got hard, they didn't stop. And that's the most, you know, thing I could say is just keep going. Double down on your work, double down on your leads, and keep grinding. It will pay off.
Well, I think you're right on the money with that. Success does not come overnight for anyone. And, you know, of course, you've got those one-hit wonders that do get success occasionally. That's not the standard in anything. And I think you're talking real estate. You know, we've even talked about that on, you know, some of these social media superstars, right? You know, we did one on Mr. Beast. You know, at the end of the day, you know, a lot of people see this guy and go, man, he was born with money. He was not. It was not an overnight success. It took him years and years and years and years of hard, failed work to get to the point where he is today. You know, same situation goes on your side of the table or what we do in the mortgage industry. It's many years of practicing and polishing your skills and getting out there and doing the hard things that everybody else won't do. That's where success is created, is doing the hard stuff that others don't want to do and doing it consistently over time and eventually achieving massive results. And then those results start to 10 times because all that effort that you put in over all those years, weeks, months starts to unfold into your amazing career. So I love that you said that. That's right. It's after the passion of my heart is talking to people about what it really takes to be successful. It's hard work, dedication, and not giving up when everybody else wants to throw in the towel.
Even like you said, Mr. Beast, I mean, Mr. Beast said it himself, like your first 100 videos are going to suck. If you make videos, they're going to suck. You're going to get no views, but you're going to start getting some traction. And that's what, in real estate, I see agents might make like two or three TikTok videos or two or three Facebook posts and get absolutely no likes, no comments, and get real discouraged. But it's like, no, it takes hundreds of attempts and a lot more. But once you get there, then you're there, you know?
Well, our message to that is always anything worth doing is worth doing badly.
Just get started.
Yeah.
So before we let you go, 2025, January 2025, you look back in 2024, what do you want to accomplish?
So like I said, right now I am looking for real estate agents out there in any state that are looking to take that next step in their career. Maybe you're an agent, maybe you're a team leader, or maybe you run a small brokerage, but I'm looking for people that want to take that next step and start their own brokerage and partner with me and partner with the Atlas brand, because we are doing so much cool stuff in technology. So I'm looking for anybody out there that wants to talk about real estate, wants to take that next step in your career and own your own company, own your own brokerage. I can help you do it. You just give me a call, and you know, I'm here for you. The whole Atlas family is here for you. So anybody out there in any state, reach out to me and we can help you get started with that.
And I want to elaborate on that because I know you said it a couple times, but guys and gals, any state, right? We're talking any state, right? So at the end of the day, you know, if you're in California, Kansas, Utah, Michigan, doesn't matter. He's got you covered. And the reality of the situation is if you want a program that allows for you to create your own business and make a lot of money doing that, but also providing you the tools and the support to make your business become an ultimate success, this is what Chris is going to provide for you. This is what his team is going to provide for you. This is what his family is going to provide for you. And, you know, that's one of the main reasons we wanted to bring you on here as a guest, because you're not trying to bless your local communities. You're trying to bless you know, the communities across this great country of the United States. And brother, we're honored to have you here. And I have a feeling we need to have a 1 year and a 5 year reunion podcast.
Yeah, I would love to do that. Yeah, because I mean we're going to be growing exponentially. We're just now, you know, working on becoming a nationally recognized franchise. So once we can open up franchises in every state, I fully plan on one by one down the list, partnering up with a broker in that state and getting an Atlas real estate company started there. So again, give me a call. But yeah, once we can do that, which will be very soon, so all the brokers joining will be getting on the ground floor. It's something that it's a company you can build. It's a legacy that you'll have for yourself and your family. It's not buying into an already huge corporate company that doesn't care about you. No, you're going to help us build this thing and we're going to kind of grow together. And that's my whole philosophy.
Well, last time I looked, when people get on the ground floor of something awesome, it tends to be a lifetime full achievements and accomplishments, right? You know, ultimately, you know, it's one of those things where when you get in with a company like yours that's going big places and you get to see that growth and the vision coming true and unfolding, when you look back at what's created and know that you were a part of that and have a legacy that's going to follow you because of what you've done too within your own business, brother, it's amazing. You know, it's funny. We always talk about like-hearted, like-minded, and, you know, we're also a national brand. At the end of the day, we have the same type of aspirations of being on the ground in literally every single state, and we are in a lot of them already. But we found that like-hearted, like-minded people, we just align with each other. You know, our ideas and our thought processes are so similar. So, man, brother, I'm like I said, honored to have you here today. One thing that we always like to touch on too, you're busy. You do all kinds of stuff here. Do you have any outside of work time? What do you do when you're not saving, you know, borrowers and agents?
Not a whole lot. You know, it's being an entrepreneur, you know, you're always worried about if you're having fun or doing something on your free time. You're like, oh, I could be working. I could be building the business. I could be doing this. But it is important for all of us to have that balance, because, you know, I work best, you know, when I am, you know, de-stressed and when I'm calm. So I'll do things like read. I love to read. I love to play video games, obviously. You know, look, I mean, I have all kinds of gaming books right behind me. So things like that. Sometimes I have to force myself, like, Chris, you will sit down and you will, you know, watch this movie and enjoy it. Like, you know, and I just have to do it, because I'm just such a workaholic, and that's all my agents know that. But yeah, man, having that balance as an entrepreneur is tough, but you have to make yourself do it sometimes, I think.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, you know, at the end of the day, when you do head up an organization and you're so passionate about it, and I know that you are, work doesn't really feel like work, right?
Right.
You actually love what you're doing so much. You love being a part of what you're creating and being there for the people that are around you, that it actually feels more like your home when you're at work. And I know for some people, they can't understand that statement, you know, but I mean, I've been doing what I've been doing for a little over two decades. And when I'm at work, man, sometimes those are the best moments that I have in my life. Now, of course, I've got a family at home too, so I don't want to underplay that. Mrs. Dubu, I love you so much, you know, my kiddos. But at the same time, you know, she knows, man, you know, I'm passionate. I can feel that same passion coming from you. So,
yeah, thank you. I appreciate that.
So Dave, let's hit it with one more of your famous questions before we sign off here today.
All right, man. 7 years in the business, as a realtor, what's the one moment or event that is most special to you or you're most proud of?
I mean, honestly, you know, it's going to sound like a cop-out answer, but working as a realtor, and I used to do it more then than I do now. Now I do a lot more back-end broker stuff, helping agents and things like that. But getting that first time home buyer into their first home, and I think a lot of realtors would agree, is the most special thing. Like, knowing that you sold them that home and you helped them purchase that home, and they're going to have a family there, they're going to have kids there, and they send you pictures of, look, we updated the bathroom, or we painted the kitchen, or, you know, whatever. And just knowing that, like, you were a part of that is really special.
So I'm going to pull this out of you real quick. But there's one specific that you remember. I know there's a lot, but there's got to be one specific that you remember.
So one transaction that you just, like,
right,
got.
That just kind of relates back to, and you go, man, that's the one that made me love what I'm doing, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's so many. One transaction, I would say, is I was actually able to help my my mother-in-law move down to New Orleans. She was in Maryland, where my wife is from, but she wanted to get out of there, and I was able to, you know, use my skills and help her find a really nice house, get her a really good deal, and now she's here. Now she's here, and she helps us with the kids and everything else like that. So it's those kind of things, you know, getting people where they really want to be in life is just really rewarding. It's a very rewarding career. It can be a grind, and it can be hard at times, but at the end of the day, it makes you feel very proud that you're able to help people in this way.
100%. Well, and that's why we know you're one of the great ones, because it's a question we ask on virtually every single show. And what's funny is, when it comes down to it, you know, the top tier agents, the ones that are doing great stuff out there, tend to have that same gene in common, which is they love to help people, and it typically ties back to, you know, of course it's always around first-time home buyers or the borrower that just probably couldn't have gotten it done, you know, if all that extra work wouldn't have gone in to make it happen. But it's always around that one story, and that's typically what kind of ties us and bonds us into this industry and makes us go, man, this is it, you know, this is why I want to do this for the rest of my life. So, you know, that's why we tried to pull that one out of you a little bit, brother, because I knew there was at least one story that you could relate back to where you knew, you know, I love doing this because of this. And it sounds like that was bringing mom home to your wife and giving them the opportunity to be, you know, in the same city and have the time to spend with the kids, right?
Yep, absolutely. And now the kids have more time to spend with their nana, and, you know, everybody's happy. So it worked out.
That's awesome, man. That's great stuff. Well, as much as we'd love to keep you here all day, we can't always do that, because we know you got to get out there and do the amazing thing you're doing. What didn't we ask you on today's show that we should have?
You know, we could sit here and talk all day, but I would like to know more about what you guys do as far as your technology. I mean, as far as on the lending side and things like that, do you guys see a lot of agents using a lot of technology or online lead generation, or even better, more AI is one thing that is like brand new. You know, AI technology, I'm super excited. I'm such a nerd about this stuff. Yeah, I'm super excited about the AI technology that's coming out that a lot of brokerages aren't using. But are you guys seeing more of that?
Oh, yeah,
100%. So, yeah.
So let me go first. I'm going to let him finish. We actually, Chris, you just opened up Pandora's box. I hope you cleared out your day, because we're going to need 8 hours. But we're going to try to condense this into maybe 5 minutes.
Absolutely.
So it's funny you say that. The AI technology, it's brand new. I mean, when we're talking about brand new, last year is whenever really it's been introduced as a platform.
It's been there, but the general community,
to the general community, to the realtors, the market, you know, coming to market, hey, we have an actual product that is ready to go now.
That's right.
It's really within the last 12 months, you know? So really, this year and the last 12 months, you're starting to see the applications of it. And I tell people all the time, the people that are not adopting AI or the new technology, that's like saying the internet is not going to be here back when it first started. You know, it's here to stay, and it's very relevant in our business.
That's right.
You know, just some things that we're doing. You talked a little bit about, hey, as a broker, why would I come on board with you? You know, you said it best. Hey, I'm going to offer technology at thousands of dollars at no cost to you. I'm going to pay for license fee. We're doing the same thing.
That's right.
We got a technology that I think I introduced you to. It's fairly new. It's called MoveTube. It's the ability to put your listings onto TV. Until I told you that, Chris, have you ever been able to put your listings onto TV?
Nope. Yeah, I learned that from you guys.
There's no such technology out there. But guess what? Mm-hmm. It does. On top of that, there's an AI content to that it pulls from NMLS. It creates an AI video, and you can hit recreate as many times as you want, and it recreates it for you. And then it has marketing stuff on AI based also. So you're talking about stuff that used to take 24 hours. You paid someone to do it. Now it's 5 minutes and it's posted and advertising. That's just one piece that we pay for. You know, I'll let him talk about the other piece.
Yeah.
We have other stuff like, you know, as soon as we get a lead, as you know, Chris, speed to lead, right? You know, if you don't call them immediately that day, someone else will. If you don't get their application or they're not interested or whatever. So, you know, some of the AI technology, as soon as we get there, if we can't get hold of them, it goes into full-blown text, email, campaigns, and so forth to keep us in front of them. And that's a whole nother
I'll kind of jump in here real quick, and I'll tell you some of the top things we're using right now and some of the interfacing that we're working on that will be released this year. So, you know, one of the pieces that we use right now, and this is more for internal training with our existing loan officers. I mentioned this before, but we've got our virtual office program. Part of that virtual office, and I think most people have seen now in Zoom, where you can add a AI bot that will listen to the meeting and then transcribe back what the meeting was about. This particular piece of software takes that a little bit further. So not only do we have our AI bot that's listening to the meeting, but it's also recording the video. However, once it's done, it'll transcribe that back, but we can actually go back to that bot and ask it questions about the meeting, in which it will provide the answers. In fact, we've been using it for things like training. We've got, you mentioned design conversations. We've got loan officers that'll say, hey, I don't know how to say it quite the way that you did. And instead of me taking the time to type up in Microsoft Word a script and provide that to them, I can speak my script in this software, and it now transitions it into a transcript, which we can now hand over. Another way that I utilize this in the business, I do presentations. I recently spoke at an event down in Tampa, and instead of taking the time to write out my presentation, I just went in and virtually read off my presentation to the points of which I would be wanting to communicate. And then I asked for the AI to rewrite that back in a PowerPoint. Now, of course, it didn't automatically drop in the PowerPoint. There's technology that can do that. We're not there yet. But what it did do is it took every single bullet point, outlined it, so then my office manager was able to take that and put it into a PowerPoint in minutes, not hours. So, you know, those are two of the pieces that we're using today. What Dave's talking about is more of a communication standpoint, and that goes into the CRM. And we've got our short-term vision on that and then our long-term vision on that. Our short-term vision is exactly what he's talking about. In fact, we're in the process of rolling it out right now. Should have this software ready in 2 weeks. And what it will do is, like, let's say you're the realtor. And traditionally, if you had a lead that you wanted to transition to David, you could call him, you could text him, or you could email him. This piece actually gives you an intake form that you can fill out. And as soon as you put in the name, the email, and the phone number, it already recognizes you, the realtor, and who you are. So is when you hit submit, it assigns it to him in the CRM. It tags you as the agent so that you're involved in all the communication. It sends an email out to the consumer that you've referred to us with a invitation for them to jump on a calendar for a pre-approval call. And it sends a text message out to that consumer simultaneously. And then it follows the protocol steps to continue to communicate with that person until we capture. Now, we still have a lot of manual because we think the phone is important. We want to talk to that person face to face, but while we're waiting to get that person on the phone, if we don't get them on call number one, our software in the background is doing that type of communication. Now, this is where we talk about the long-term vision on that. And this is already there. We're just working on the programming side to make it function for us. Now you can take that a step further. When a consumer responds to that email, it's actually utilizing AI to rewrite the response back to them. So in the background, we're programming bots inside of ChatGPT that speak like me, talk like me, speak like Dave, talk like Dave, have our mannerisms. We can actually upload our podcast directly into the software so it knows who we are and how we actually communicate. And then what it will do is it will respond back to those texts and emails for us in our voice, meaning the way that we would communicate in a standard email format. So this is technology we'll have out by the end of the year. It already exists. It's just in the middle of it takes time to get it to communicate right. You don't want it to send the wrong thing or give out the wrong messages. Another piece that we're working on is, and you've probably seen this, is the phone calls, right? So we can now create bots that talk just like you and me. Literally, it would be very difficult for you to know that it wasn't me actually having that communication. So I'm building one for my wife. No, I'm joking. But, you know, that's another piece that we're working on. And then the last thing that we've got right now on our tech stack is, you know, let's say that we want to put out a video specific to a product or, you know, maybe something to help market one of our agent partners. We just type into the AI bot what we want. It creates the video and it puts it out there for us in about 5 to 10 minutes without us having to do any edit work. It's pretty amazing stuff. So yeah, those are some of our projects. How about yourself, man?
That, I mean, that's a big one. You just mentioned it. So we have a podcast at the office that we do, and it'll be an hour and a half long. And I'll throw it into like Opus Clip. I think it's got AI. Dude, it's amazing. It'll spit out like 30 short form videos with the emojis, right, with the B-roll and the captions. And I didn't do anything. I just put it in there. So
I use
that one. I use that one all the time. I mean, any realtor trying to make to do a podcast or to have any kind of short form content, which we all know short form content is king right now.
That's it.
Great for your TikTok, great for your Facebook. Yeah, I mean, you know, agents need to not be afraid of this technology. I know it's new and it's a little frightening, but get with a broker that understands it. That's the best advice I can give, is get with a broker who understands the technology and how to use it. And here at Atlas Real Estate Company, we are embracing all this new technology like with open arms. We love it. We use it every day.
Go ahead, dude.
Yeah, I love that. I love that you said that. You know, there's a lot of realtors. You know, people have been saying, hey, you got to post on Facebook. You got to post on social media. We also know there's a ton of agents out there that go, I'm old school. I'm not going to do that. You know,
let
the AI do it for you if you're scared to do it.
And let Chris and Atlas teach you how to do it, right? Teach you how to do it. Because at the end of the day, you're right. You don't have to take the time to edit those clips. You don't have to. There's actually technology that will take those edited clips and actually put them out on your social platforms for you. So at the end of the day, you know, this is the kind of technology that you could look forward to if you decide to take the plunge and make that phone call to Chris. And I think you should.
Oh, yeah.
But Chris, when they want to find you, brother, how do they find you? What's the best way to get in front of Chris and your team there at Atlas?
I'm always on my phone. Y'all can text me anytime. It's 504-399-4663 or 504-399-HOME, H-O-M-E. That's my direct line.
Perfect. And we're going to put that down there in the lower third. So if you're watching this on Facebook, IG, TikTok, or YouTube, you will see that pop up down there. Did we get a website out there too?
Yeah, so our main website is atlashomesearch.com. You can go on there and it'll have all of our information of all of our agents and all the listings we have and everything that we're up to. So check it out.
So borrowers right now, if you're looking to be led well from a realtor, you know, that's going to take care of you, a team that's going to get the job done, you know, you're going to want to go to Atlas for sure, because Chris and his team are going to give you that amazing service, and he's going to conduct that to get you to the finish line, you know, with awesome values. But if you're an agent, and it doesn't matter what state that you are in, right, but you want to become an independent broker and you want to learn how to do that and have all the tools, technology, and training behind it, reach out to Chris and his team at Atlas. You're going to be glad you did. And, you know, you guys are going to make some history together. So great stuff there.
Yes.
Man. Good stuff.
Yes. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it, guys.
Yeah. Dave, anything else you want to throw out there before we wrap up today?
Yeah. If you're looking to join a great brokerage, I'm calling Chris. Or if you just want some real estate, call Chris and he'll find you some great properties with his people.
I love it, man. I love it.
Yeah, we love to help.
Well, Chris, as I said, brother, I am honored. There's definitely going to be a take two on this podcast, but I think we should wait for a year because I want to see what happens after this moment. And then maybe we'll do that 5-year anniversary episode too, to see how big that legacy's grown, because I know you're doing amazing stuff and I see nothing but a very bright future for you and your people. So,
yeah, man. Can't wait.
Well, thanks. It's gonna be fun. Thanks for being here. We're your real estate success partners. I'm Devin Dubuque.
I'm David Wynn.
And if you want to check us out, you can find us at realestatesuccesspartner.com. Again, that's realestatesuccesspartner.com. But if you want to see the video version, come check us out on YouTube, IG, or Facebook at The Dubuque Team. Again, that's The Dubuque Team. And we truly appreciate the follows. We appreciate the reviews. And if you want to be a guest on the show, make a comment. We'd love to have you on and hear your success story and get it out to the world. But until then, we'll see you on the next one.
Bye, guys.